So Behar Bechukos, I review Kshein Bechubarin, so it discusses the halacha of what happens if a Jew is sold to a non-Jew. V'nimkar l'geratosha v'ima achol ha'ekar mishpachas gera, acharei nimkar gu'ula t'yelo, Rashi says, the gu'ula t'yelo miyad, al tani cheyush yitma, ad shnas ha'yovel, even though the guy is obligated in the yovel in Eretz Yisrael, sherei kol atzma lo kinoel, la'ovdo ad ha'yovel, etc., etc. V'afol pichein, Rashi says, you can't make a chilul Hashem, you have to give him a fair price. So the Ramban adds that the geula here is a mitzvah, geula elsewhere is a rishus, it's the right thing to do, but it's not an absolute mitzvah, because we're very concerned that he should become involved in Avodah Zarah. And so the Ramban comments, if you follow through the psukim, and Rashi already has a lashon like this, that he shouldn't say, my adon is involved in a chol Shabbos, he's not Jewish, of course he's involved in a chol Shabbos, he's involved in Avodah Zarah, he shouldn't be doing that, because Sheva Mitzvah's B'nai Noach, so the Jew is going to become involved, and we have to save the Jew from all of these things. So the Pasuk says, Lo sasu lachem elilim, ufesel matzeva lo sakimu lachem. It sounds like it's addressing itself to the entire Jewish people, but the Ramban says, no, it's addressing itself to the Jew who was sold to the Gentile, and the Pasuk, whether it's a Ger Toshev, whether it's an Ovid of Urazara, and the Parsha concludes, Eshab Susaiti Shmaru Migdashi Tirau Ani Hashem. So the Ramban says, these are the three mitzvahs he has to keep in mind the most. Eshab Susaiti Shmaru, he has to remember Shmira Shabbos, Kedushas Hazman, he has to remember the Mikdash, he has to remember to come to the Beis HaMikdash Shalosh Pamim Bashana, and he also has to remember Lo Sasu Lachem Elilim, because of Urazara, Shakul Keneged Kla Terekula. So we're not surprised by Avodah Zarah and Shabbos being two of the big three. The Rambam says already in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Lamed, they're schooling Keneged Kol HaTerekula. But it is fascinating that the Ramban says, Avos L'chol HaMitzvos are these three, including the Beis HaMikdash. So I'd like to suggest, it's not really a din in Bias Mikdash and just going to the Mikdash, but to remember his roots, to remember where he came from, right? The idea of him coming into the Beis HaMikdash three times a year will remind him that he has a connection, an inalienable, inextricable link with the history of Klal Yisrael, and it will hopefully keep him going. Now again, that doesn't alleviate our achrayas mitzad asmenu. As the Ramban says, this is a unique mitzvah that's chal on all of us to get him out of there as quickly as possible. And again, especially in today's day and age, we don't have people that necessarily being sold to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, to a Ger Toshev for that matter, but v'shelo yitmu bein ha'akum is a very, very important principle. So we can take for the Ramban here, you know, how critical it is. I'll just conclude with his language. It doesn't even need to be stated. And then again, the Ramban concludes with the idea that these three mitzvos, Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, and Mora HaMikdash, Avos, Lomod Al Kulan, these are the ones that will keep him integrated. So again, the point being, Bias Mikdash maybe isn't as significant as Shabbos and Avodah Zarah in its own right. There are a lot of people who are potter, it's only Zacharim and not Nashim, but the fact of the matter is that coming into the Beis HaMikdash is going to be an experience. Laman Tilma, the Yiras, Hashem El Kacha, we have the Neser Sheni, and many other indications of this, that it will be that which keeps him within the fold. And again, Mitzad Atzmenu, we have an obligation to do everything that we can to get him out of there. If a Geula, when a person is sold to a member of Klal Yisrael by the Krovim, is a Rishus, here there's no question that it's a mitzvah.